Hi guys, the date is Monday, the 12th of February 2024, and this is poem number 30, and this poem is called Them and Us. So let's talk about it. When I'm talking about them and us, I'm talking about the haves and the haves not, the people with the power and the people who have no power and probably never will. So I'm talking about the public and the government. I think that governments are put in place to rule over the public, and I think the government don't like the public to have too much power. Governments put in place taxes which control how much power the public has. They always seem to put in place taxes that control how much money you're allowed to make. Yeah, their job is to keep people down. Because they don't want you to rise to the top. They don't want you to become rich. They don't want you to become one of them. I know it's not very nice, but if you look all around the world, every country has got a government, and the reason that they say is to keep control and power, and that may be the case, but they never let a lot of people through to join them, if you know what I mean. By that, I mean, you can become an MP, but you've got to have so many people voting for you. And they always seem to have the power. And the public always seem to struggle compared to governments. Governments always have the perks, you know, that the public will never get unless they rise up and become one of them. It's just that there are certain things in place that keep the people down, and they need to keep the people down, but to keep their place in power, yeah? Because power is about keeping the lower classes down, yeah? They don't want you to become as powerful as them, because then you might know their secrets, their perks, what they are allowed and what you will never be allowed. What I'm talking about is not very... I don't feel very comfortable talking about this subject, because it's almost as if I'm talking about a kind of a conspiracy. But am I? I don't think I am. But just when certain people work hard, right, they seem to be victimized more than people who don't. And workers are the only ones that pay taxes. So if you put taxes up, it only affects the workers and nobody else. And, you know, if in doubt, right, tax the workers, because the workers can't say no. So anyway, this poem is called Them and Us, and it goes something like this. Whoever wants has to wait, and whoever needs never gets. This issue must stop if people are allowed to score outside the nets. Giving to them and not to us is simple discrimination. Some would go further and say, why risk contamination? So yeah, what I'm talking about there is that if you look throughout history, there's always been a dividing line between poor people and rich people. And there are certain countries, that will never get rich because they have to borrow from the rich countries. And they are in so much debt that they will always be in the red. And yeah, I think you're always going to have the have and the have-nots. Is it right? No. Is it good for society? No. But then, what would happen if every country was rich? What if there was no poverty or starvation or wars? Would the world be a better place? I think it would, but I think you know and I know that it's never going to happen. So we are where we want to be. Well, let me rephrase that. We're not where we want to be, but governments want to be where they are. So that's all I'm going to say on this subject. Yeah, it's part of life, I'm afraid. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.